You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
No, this isn't an illusion of the mind. It's another new episode of Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and you'd probably slap me across the face if you knew how many times I recorded the intro to this episode today. I just can't find a non-awkward way to open up a podcast. It's like either I throw out an obligatory number with how many episodes we've had, or I'd have to have some cheese ball thing. And I feel like if I just jump into it and be like, oh, it's Soundtracks, I don't know. I feel like it just feels lazy. I feel like I got to put some effort into it, you know, because I put, you know, so much effort as it is. Not really. But anyway, back to the show. Incredible Burt Wonderstone, courtesy of Water Tower Music. Lyle Workman working on this one. He did Superbad, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Get Him to the Greek. And I was actually very impressed with this one. The music, I personally was a big fan of it. I really think that fans of original scores are going to be as well. In my opinion, one of the best I've heard this year. Actually, the best I've heard this year. So let's start things off with Happy Birthday, Little Man, right here on Soundtracks. Happy Birthday, Little Man, right here on Soundtracks. We're recovering the Incredible Burt Wonderstone, courtesy of Water Tower Music. I'm Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com and host of this wonderful program. And in a world where we've had The Illusionist, The Prestige, and so many other serious magician films, it's good to know we got a tongue-in-cheek one to really point out the outrageous Las Vegas magician acts that are out there, which I enjoy, you know, a lot, except Chris Angel, but that's, you know, I'm not going to get into that whole rant here. But such an interesting world to have a Las Vegas magician act. There's a lot of showmanship, illusions, and honestly, when you think about, like, when you're a kid and you see a magician, you think it's just all magic, that's amazing enough. But I feel like when you grow up and you realize the amount of work it takes to create an illusion that to the human eye and ear and all the senses fools you, you have a lot more of an appreciation for it. You got to wonder how it was done, how all these things were done. And believe it or not, most of the magic in Burt Wonderstone is actual magic provided by David Copperfield. Copperfield actually revealed some things that were so secretive, he made everyone sign a contract saying that they wouldn't tell what he unveiled to him during the filmmaking process. That's pretty cool. Another thing I really appreciate about this movie, of course, is the score. Let's talk about that, because magicians, especially big act magicians, always seem to find the best instrumental music beds to play over their acts. Something really like mysterious, but gripping at the same time. It kind of puts you in a sort of trance. And that's what I think our next song does pretty well. It's Peaceful Oasis, right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
Peaceful Oasis, right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTire.com, and if you're looking to pick up the incredible Burt Wonderstone, you can always pick it up at Water Tower Music's website or on iTunes. And I highly suggest you do that, because like I said, this is probably one of the best film scores I've heard all year. Granted, you know, it's an early year, but really good, still. So whether you've seen the movie or you've just seen a trailer or something like that, I don't think anyone can argue the genius of Jim Carrey's character in the film. While I love his character personally, I hate those type of magicians in which he's trying to emulate. I don't understand this whole pain tolerance thing. When you know it's an illusion, or even if you are overcoming some body strength, you're still doing something that isn't really an illusion or fooling me. You're just laying on a bunch of hot coals or suspending yourself above a building for 20 days without food. I mean, these are all things that can be done with the right amount of survival instinct. You know, it's not like you're like, whoa, that's crazy, you did it, but, you know, who cares in the end? And I think Jim Carrey does a very awesome job of just showing the kind of ridiculous side of those illusions. Personally, I don't know, maybe I'm alone in that. Speaking of which, we have a song specifically for his character. It's Red Hot Coals, right here on Soundtracks.
Yeah.
Red Hot Coals right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and I want to thank you once again for listening and sitting with us through another episode. We have so many great things on the way, and I don't want to spoil anything for you, but I promise you will not be disappointed with what Soundtracks have in store for you later on this year. So with that, follow us at Soundtracks for updates on that, SOUNDTRAX. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribers always help. And keep enjoying great music, because if you enjoy great music, you're going to keep listening to us. So with that, I bid you adieu. Have a great rest of your week. We're going to close things off with a Zorro Shuffle right here on Soundtracks. What you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.